You're listening to The Ocho Man, Behind the 8-Ball, only on Ignotainment. I'm always on the old black list for something. Without further ado, the one, the only, Ocho Man. I'm trying to live my life, and it
just makes me so wild and mean. Hola, hola muchachos, my friends. It's May 22nd, and welcome aboard the Ocho Man Behind the 8-Ball with Chris and Armand. And glad to have you guys on board here.
Wonderful to be here.
Hey, happy Memorial Day to our military listeners.
Definitely.
Don't forget to
definitely.
A little respect for those guys.
Of course.
Thank you.
Yeah, they need all the applause.
Damn right.
And Nick's not with us today because he was running late, and
I don't think so. I'll bet there's some conspiracy there.
I was going to
I
think he's not here because the CIA has him, or the Rothschild.
I think he's in a different dimension. Yeah. That kid's in he's on the Queen Mary somewhere.
Yeah,
space station.
No, seriously though, he was running behind, and I said,
You bought that, huh?
Well, I called the show off, and because he wasn't going to make it
you
on
did?
Time.
I was on my way.
You were here, so
I'm,
I said,
you know, I'm the marrow, I'm the spine,
the marrow to your bone,
the milk of this show.
You are the marrow of the show.
You're the tit, and I'm the milk.
There you go, tit and milk. That's great to know.
Patronize me.
Yes, that just happened.
And hey, guys, this heating thing in my pool is not working out like I thought.
What? I was going to come over this week. It's not ready.
It's there, but man, it's getting really warm in there. The kid's pumping this thing up to 92 degrees in my pool, and that's a lot of energy. That's a lot of heat.
It's
got to
be a big bill, man.
I'm saying, and she doesn't understand that this is not free.
Eesh.
And
who's
the
pumping?
Guy,
what?
My daughter is getting this thing up to 92 degrees in the swimming pool.
See, now that defeats the purpose to me. Well, I like a little chilly. I like, you know.
It defeats the pocketbook, too.
Yeah, well, multiple defeats.
The guy, I'm telling you, when they put in the pool, this heater, the guy said, keep it about 78 to 80.
Yeah, right. There you go. Even that's
78
warm.
To 80. No, that's right. That really? Yeah.
Listen, in July when it's 105 out, I want a little cool.
Then you turn the damn thing off. But right now, she's got it.
Well, I want to ask you, how do you cool it then? I mean, because I would think the water itself is just from...
No, it cools really fast.
Even in 110 degree...
No, I don't know about that.
I don't want to get into global warming, but if you want to talk about heat transfer and the second law of thermodynamics, I'd be glad to explain it to you.
No, I really don't want to hear
Chris,
all that
would you
shit.
Like a dissertation on
yes,
entropy?
Yeah,
I'll
be waiting
yes
after the show.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
After the show, I'll
be sitting here listening to the bullshit.
Where are the donuts?
Man, I forgot the donuts
God
again.
Damn it.
Well, I've been trying to lose weight,
starving.
Too. And this
I'll
shit's not...
Not for you.
I know, but how can you buy donuts and not have a donut?
Hey, you see my cousin Sergio. He's like, man, that guy's lost like 100 pounds now.
I know.
He's not eating any donuts.
Boy, he's not eating... Oh, that guy is eating birdseed. That guy's...
Well, this is what I got to bring up, though. I would really like to find a lawyer that we can find...
loss lawyer?
We could have a lawsuit against, like, Papa John's at...
You and those late night commercials again.
Yeah, I mean, these fucking commercials should not be on the air at 2 or 3 a.m.
They're looking for franchisers. I hear they advertise all the time.
Hey, might as well make some money off of it, I guess.
Who's doing that commercial anyways? It was Peyton Manning first, right? Yeah. Wasn't it Joe Montana?
Joe Montana.
Anybody
now
else?
He's out of the scene.
He?
Now he's got a basketball player that a hoop guy just, or he throws a hoop ball over his shoulder or over
what
his head.
It lands in a pizza oven or something?
I don't really care.
That guy, John, is the most arrogant human being on the planet.
It's an interesting campaign. I'm not sure exactly who he's after with that one. I guess the fat guy watching TV at the middle of the night.
Yeah, the fat guy that can't sleep.
Mouth water.
Yeah, that can't sleep, and he's hungry, and he's watching ESPN.
Well, there's your problem. You're insomnia. You want me to prescribe something? You want a little Ambien? Something to put you out?
I heard about
these. Yes, please.
I've heard about these pills,
you can have Oxycontin.
Yeah, there we go.
I've heard about these pills, though.
Start a pill mill.
Well, I've heard these pills that... when you're sleeping, though, you see some weird dreams.
Yeah,
and
well,
shit.
That is if you look on the in the PDR physician's desk reference. That is one of the
I have one of those. I have a PDR.
No kidding.
Yeah,
this year.
And Chris,
it's an old one.
Chris, if you can, there was this commercial I seen about a guy trying to quit smoking, and he's on these pills, and My God, man, it was unbelievable, the shit not, that the guy goes through.
But they're not insomnia pills. These are
no, these are for nicotine.
Yeah, yeah, that too. But well, the patch too. Yeah,
but it
apparently.
Says you're going to get suicidal thoughts. Yeah. You may get tumors. You may get this. You may get that. I mean,
you may murder everyone in your family.
Yeah. Oh,
but you'll stop smoking.
That's the important thing.
And I just couldn't believe that. Who the hell risked all that?
You have to understand, they have to, I believe, the FDA makes them say this, you know, but the odds are infinitesmal of this stuff happening. It's very rare. I mean, they wouldn't put this stuff out.
It'd be Ocho Man's luck. That's exactly what would happen.
Oh, shit. I would get all that they're mentioning.
Yeah, I know. Listen, it's not something. I don't think I'd bring that up about you having a hoodoo on you when you're giving all these picks to these guys.
Yeah, on that side though, he's got the.
Of course,
cool
you're
hoodoo.
Not betting on it yourself. So,
well, the thing on
winners.
That is, I'm up so much.
Yeah, you're doing good.
I mean, I stay up.
Oh.
I'm
I thought you meant.
Well,
yeah,
I'm doing good on that too. Yeah. But the thing is, I stay up so much that I'm just getting every scoop on everything.
Well, you know, a little activity before you go to bed. You know, grab the wife and. A little coitus.
You know, the wife has locked the door on me.
Oh, oof. Well,
yeah,
I think it's time.
That's never a good sign.
You better get that jack-off robot. Yeah. Remember that? We were talking about that last week?
The jack-off robot?
The
jack-off robot.
That didn't even look like a human, man.
Close your eyes. What are you talking?
Oh, Jesus.
Do we have to bring up the Las Vegas trip again?
No, don't bring up any Las Vegas trip.
Did that affect me at all?
Mute.
No kidding. By the way, that was 25 years ago.
Not quite. It was 92 or 93.
That I had nothing to do with. Jesus Christ.
That's almost been 25 years.
All right.
Yeah.
Rounding off.
Things are going so fast, man. I mean, my kid's now going to be a sophomore in high school. And I'm like,
boy.
It's unbelievable shit. This thing's flying.
Yeah. It's unbelievable, man.
She's asking me for a car now, and I'm like, are you kidding me? A car?
Is this the one that's heating up the pool?
This one's heating up the pool.
Oh, boy. Well, listen, she can have a heated pool or a car, but not both.
Well, with what you're spending, to heat that heat the pool,
probably.
Here's your Lamborghini,
a Nissan. Anyway,
Well, you know what? I did hop in that pool though. It felt damn good.
Oh, it's already ready to go. Okay, you having a party this weekend, Barb?
Actually, she's having her birthday party, and she said, "Dad,
what is she, 15?
Yeah, 15.
Fifteen.
And she said, Dad, I'm having like six other people over.
Boys?
No.
Good.
No, all girls.
Yeah, none of that.
And she said, can you not be here?
She is growing up.
Hey, at least she's honest.
Hey, listen, I can see that request. Yeah. That's very understandable.
You know what you ought to say? Not only am I going to be here, but we're recording a live Ocho Man show at your party.
Oh, yeah.
Have all your friends on
as if she wasn't embarrassed enough about her father.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, we're embarrassed about him. Why shouldn't she be?
Great. This is what I got to
say. So you're on
with.
A diet, though. You're trying to, despite John and his propaganda late night.
Well, you know what? I've cut back. The wife's got me on a diet right now where I'm losing like 2 pounds a week and. It's not like, you know, I'm just trying to lose like 30, 40 pounds. That's it. That's all
well,
I'm...
you've done it before.
Yeah. Yeah. So if your cousin...
Oh, that guy.
...can lose 100 damn pounds, I surely
yeah, but, you
can.
Know, nobody's got that. I don't know how he gets that kind of willpower. I'd rather not eat. I told him, you know, I do a lot of intermittent fasting.
But
I can go a whole day without eating.
That's not going to be good, though, because down the line, he does break. These are crackheads, you know.
Sounds like he's had a... You know, complete life change. I mean, you know, he cut out all the soda and all the crap, which I think I could live without that, too. But this guy's eating, like, those kale chips. And
Stale chips? What the fuck are
kale, you? Kale. Or I don't know what the hell it is. I bought it for him. I saw him on sale at Schnucks, and I bought him a couple bags of this stuff. It looks like Soylent Green. Remember that movie?
No.
Remember that,
really
Chris?
Don't.
I don't remember that.
Oh,
no.
Charlton Heston? Soylent Green is people.
All right, Soylent Green, she.
Yeah, in fact, Edward G. Robinson was in it.
Ah, look
we
at
talked
that.
About it.
There you go.
We talked about that. Remember Charlton Heston and Edward G. Robinson were
I fucking
were in,
agree with you on everything, just to
no,
shut
it's true.
You up.
We, they were
I
in,
dedicate
they were in
the
Ten Commandments.
Robinson.
Oh, the Ten Commandments, yeah.
Right, of course. Give us the, you know what you got to say.
Yeah, yeah. He says, where's your Messiah now, see?
Yes, that's the obligatory line. Anyway, they're very good friends from that movie. And his last movie was Soylent Green, this great science fiction movie in 73. And everybody knew the last scene, he kills himself. It's this the overpopulation and global warming. You'd love it. And he's an old guy, and he decides to kill himself. They have this place you go where they kill you. You know, they give you 20 minutes of rapture before you just check out. They give you hemlock or whatever. Right. And Charlton Heston, and he had this very touching scene because 2 weeks later, Edward G. Robinson was dead. They knew he was going to die, and it was his last scene, and he
right.
had cancer.
You mentioned that.
Yeah, and it's like, you could just tell these two guys were – it was great. What
so
a great
this
scene.
Was really much more than
yeah,
just a,
exactly.
a scene on
right.
that. Okay,
they
beautiful.
Knew it was the end. Like, you know, when you're about to go, we'll do an Ocho Man show and –
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
I'm choking
well,
up already.
You'll fucking go before me.
All right, well, then.
I'm going to live a miserable long life.
Will you choke up, though? I mean, you didn't seem too emotional about that. yeah. That didn't seem to affect you in the manner
no,
I...
No.
What are you, made of stone? Were you marble?
Anytime you're hurting, pal, I'm hurting, too.
Okay, you marmorial bastard.
Yes, I'm definitely a memorial bastard. Speaking of memorial...
Not memorial, marmorial of
yeah,
marble.
It's the same thing. What the hell?
It's all the same.
It's Memorial. It's Marmorial Day. Come on.
It's all the same. See,
yeah.
Muggs?
Yeah, Muggs, yeah.
Memorial right. Day is Monday. And I tell you what, man, it's beautiful to know that we pay respect. Will these people that stood against the movie American Sniper, will they celebrate Memorial Day?
I don't think they'll observe it. Yeah, I really don't think so.
It's just the one day that they're probably not just gonna. They're not gonna be working. They don't give a shit. You know, it's horrible. It's horrible.
Well, listen, I got a hard on about Labor Day. They can go to hell with Labor Day, but Memorial Day.
You
that's
go straight
important.
To hell and like it.
Yes, no deviations, no detours. Screw Labor
Day. Do not
day.
Pass go. Do
I
not
mean,
collect
I like having a day off, but.
Yeah, it's a Memorial Day, man.
Memorial Day
is
for the military. That's,
yeah, for the military.
You know, these guys died for us. You know, that's even the guys that didn't. They put their lives on the line. Can you imagine that? That's
well, I mean,
that's
you,
great.
You really yep. reflect.
You gotta appreciate it.
Check this out now. If you're really thinking about it, I'm from. I'm not from, but
you're from Lebanon. We know
right,
where you're from.
Okay, Beirut, Lebanon. Yes. When I was a little kid, as a Christian. We had abandoned the entire city because civil war broke out yeah. between Muslims and Christians.
74? 74?
I think 73, 74, yeah.
And, yeah, that's right. You would have been about 5 or 6.
Yeah, something like that. And
it's a little baby Ultra Man.
Yeah.
Whose side were you on?
I'm a Christian, you fuck.
Oh, that's right.
Hey, you fuck. I'm a Christian.
Yeah, speaking of which, have you ever been to Palmyra?
No, what is that?
It's that very historic city that ISIS
kid.
Just took it over.
Oh, great. Another prick.
Yeah, yeah. We lose yeah. again. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, if Nick was here, he'd say it's
yeah,
all photoshopped.
It's not, right. It's yeah, it's the
Venetians. They haven't taken anything over. But in any case, how great of a country we live in right now to where I can get in my car from St. Louis and drive to Chicago and
yeah, but don't take Amtrak.
Not, well, whatever. You know, you don't have to cross barbed wires. You don't have to worry about ISIS. You don't have to worry about minefields. You, I mean, it's this country that, you know, you feel safe. And it's because of these guys that we're going to be saluting to on Monday. It's Memorial Day. It's because of these people that made all this possible for me to get in my fucking car in St. Louis and drive to Chicago or drive to Kansas City and not worry about borders, not worry about barbed wires, not worry about minefields, not worry about another country getting pissed at me or anything like that. I mean, it's a reflection of what we are.
Yeah, but we were talking about this last week. Now, where does all this stop, though? I mean, like, you got ISIS. Personally, I don't think they're, you know, an existential threat to us.
Well, I already told you that.
So, do we send our boys?
No,
we don't. I don't think so either.
No.
But we're losing.
I didn't fucking say that.
No,
I
think
we need to take out. We need to take out ISIS. I that's.
But we can't do it without, what, 50,000? It's going to take 50,000. That's what
well,
the general's saying.
You know what? That's the role that we have taken, so might as well finish this fucking job once and for all. We don't need this type of behavior in the world to where anything that they do, it progresses into beheadings of Christian people and just innocent people. This is a bad group.
Yeah,
man.
But the problem is a bad area. I mean, once you take them out, when we leave, they're replaced by somebody just as bad or worse.
Well, let's take our chances there. Let's take our chances because right now this group needs to get out of the scene.
Well, let them do it. It's a religious war. Let the Sunnis do it.
The Sunnis are supporting it, man. The
I mean, the Shia. They're Sunni, right?
No.
ISIS is Sunni.
Yeah, they're Sunni.
So they need the Shia to take care of them.
Well, that's a problem because America has a problem with Iran. So
correct.
So
what do we do? We stay the hell out. That's all. It's terrible, but you stay out. That's all.
We should have stayed out completely from day one. But in any case, that's... We're past that right now.
About the hockey league? What about NHL? What's going on? I've been following it. What's
NHL,
going on with Tampa?
I'm telling you right now, my Tampa team that I've been riding so high on, they got their shit together.
No, they do. Man, they are
They got the Rangers,
Stamkos
right?
Yeah.
What's that series? I haven't followed it. I'm in Chicago.
Tampa
They're
Bay
all Blackhawk
up.
Crazy up there.
2-1
2-1
The Lightning are up over the Rangers.
And Tampa's really gotten into Lundqvist's head, the goalie for New York Rangers.
When's the last time an Eastern team won? I mean, it's been a while.
Well, it's going to happen this time around.
You think the winner of that series is going to take it all?
It's going to be.
Anaheim looks pretty good.
Oh, the hell with them. And hell with Chicago. I hate both those teams. I'm telling you right
Chicago
now,
lose.
I would like to see Tampa Bay, and I've made a lot of money this year, giving out a lot of Tampa Bay picks, and it's not going to stop. I think they're going to be rewarded with a big cup.
Wow, have they ever won it before? I don't think so.
I don't think so.
They made the finals, though, haven't they?
I think Florida's won it before, haven't they?
Florida has, yes, I believe that was.
Aren't they the Panthers?
Yeah, they won in. I think it was the early.
There's another hockey team in Florida?
Florida Panthers and Tampa Bay Lightning.
Absolutely. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, so much you know.
I thought Jacksonville was the Panthers.
No.
Nope.
Man, that's a fucking football team.
You're telling me there's a hockey team called the Panthers?
The Florida Panthers. Yeah, they're red and black and. I don't know.
They were in the Stanley Cup Finals. They didn't win.
They were in the Stanley Cup Finals.
Yeah, they lost in seven games, I think. It didn't come down to seven games?
Well, now you know the Florida Panthers?
No, the Lightning.
4-0 No, I'm talking about the Panthers.
Are they out of Miami?
Yeah, they're out of Miami.
Oh.
The Florida Panthers?
Yep.
Yeah, there you go.
There's a trivia question. You know, name teams that have the same, like the Oilers and the Rangers that have more than, you know, different teams in different sports. So now we got the Panthers in two different sports.
Sure.
Yeah.
I've been blowing that trivia question.
Well, how many Cardinal teams you got throughout the world?
Well, now you got two.
You got Stanford.
No, we're talking about
Louisville.
Major League.
Yeah, but you always see Cardinals, too.
Well, actually, Stanford is the Cardinal. Because it's actually the red they wear.
Cardinal.
They're not the Cardinals.
What's that goofy fucking mascot they got in Stanford? What the hell is it? Looks like a one barf ball.
It's awful. It's awful. But, man, the education's good. So,
well,
I'd go.
It's a good school. Yeah, Stanford's tough.
Yeah.
Who's that Santa Cruz? The Banana Slugs? Well, they got some interesting mascots out there.
And you know what?
I only know
these fucks by late night betting on them.
Yeah, right. You used to bet the whack all the time. I remember that.
Yeah. You know what? In high school days and college days, you never got enough. And 9 p.m., 9:30 p.m., you had a big Pac-10 going off or a whack team going off.
Right. You know, the Aztecs were playing somebody, and it would be like 62-58. It's 2 in the morning, and they're still scoring points. Playing the Rainbows or something.
No, they were playing Fresno. Fresno taking on San Diego State.
Or Brigham Young.
And the over and under's 120.
Yeah, 120, and they covered all the time. It always went over.
You're thinking, why even put a defensive team out there?
They didn't. Well, that's for lack of a better term. I don't know what they really were. Hey, did you see that porn movie with Nina Hartley being Hillary? Did you see
that?
No. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I saw this the other day on the HuffPost. Yeah.
Did they make it or is that in production?
I'm not sure. Being made.
Yeah, because I want to get that one. Well, I like Nina Hartley. Remember? Boy,
she's
got to be around 60-something.
God, she's beautiful. She was beautiful back then.
Back then. Yeah, she used to do those commercials late at night. Remember for pleasure play? You know, the place you get the dildos, et cetera, you know.
You got a dildo, don't you?
Well, I don't tell anybody.
We'll keep it between us and the four listeners here.
Mm-hmm. Yes, what I do is between me and my rectum. I don't know if that constitutes being gay. If you stick it up your own ass, is that gay?
I think that would be pretty good.
You think that would?
I think so.
Maybe I'm gay then, huh? I thought I was just.
I
thought I was ambiguous.
That's why you look at me like that.
Ambiguously gay. Armand.
Does the size matter? If it's a small one, it's a little.
Anything you stick back there, it's a gay tendency.
It could definitely.
If you do it yourself.
Yeah, sure.
Maybe.
If it's outside.
You're an autosexual if you do it yourself, right?
If it's outside of a, you know, a doctor's office, you know, something that is,
what
you
if
know,
a woman's
medically
present?
Required.
What if a woman doesn't?
Now, that, now, Chris, now that's a different
scenario.
Sure, no,
that's
scenario.
Yeah, that's a game changer. That's a game changer.
Okay, because.
You've had a lot of women.
Armand's just going to go to the library and just stand sort of near a woman, and it's like, ah, it's not gay anymore. There's a woman present.
No.
I didn't say that. She has to be actually on the other end of it. She has to be
prodding
and probing.
So not just present, but actually engaged.
Yes, she has to be. Right. Okay. You have to be on opposite ends of the implement.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, but that's not gay.
No, that's
so
okay.
So the act of having your ass
that's
invaded,
Randy, baby.
Is not... in and of itself, homosexual.
I don't think you're gay if a woman's
plays
present.
Around.
I mean, if you have her stick the beads in your ass.
That's fine.
Then it's okay. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, like any vegetables or anything that you want.
Doesn't matter. As long as a woman.
As long as there's a female there,
plying you
and
with,
I'm not
with,
talking about some animal either. It's got to be a female woman.
Yeah, female of this species, yes.
Right. Which you've done a lot, by the way. You're a nasty prick. This guy, every
proud
time he's around the woman, he's bending over.
I didn't say they were good-looking women. Although, I've had a couple.
You've had some pretty
women.
I've
had some dogs, too. Oh my God.
I was
notorious for...
Yeah,
you ugly women.
Hey, you definitely are notorious for that too. I remember seeing a
very generous man. Anyway, you're going to see the movie though. I think you know Nina Hartley is. I'm trying to picture that.
Well, I seen her on maybe a year ago talking about one of her old movies on Cinemax, and I tell you what, man, she's aged gracefully though.
Yeah,
yeah, she's still.
Did you see that porn movie? With the gal that did Sarah Palin? Well, she was hot.
God,
I've heard of this.
Oh,
I think Sarah
what a
Palin
pair she had. They're beautiful implants.
Such a beautiful...
She's a beautiful woman anyway.
Exotic, erotic woman.
I think her daughter, didn't they call off her wedding?
Oh, they did.
Yeah.
I didn't hear this.
Yeah, they called... I don't know what happened, but
it's called off the wedding again, huh?
It's off.
The first one was a hockey player. Hockey kid,
was he?
Right?
Yeah, I think so.
And now this kid was who? What did this guy do?
I don't know who he was. I'd never heard of him.
No,
she's
but I,
out of the
I think
now.
This
she's
one
not...
was like the all-American kid, too.
Let's see.
Well, I'd marry your daughter. I'd marry her. I'd marry anybody in that family.
I would want
of course
her
you
daughter
get in that family.
And her.
Oh, there you go.
Now, that would be hot.
And grandma, too?
Well, I don't know about grandma.
Sarah, are you in here with Jono?
Grandma.
Ocho.
Grandma.
Ocho?
Grandma probably.
I don't know. Three generations is probably one generation too many.
Oh, he was actually a Medal of Honor winner. He was in the in the military.
I'll be damned.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
You know what it was. She
Audie
said,
Murphy, man.
Sarah said, hey, this is the person that you need to be with, so this could really help me out.
Hey, well, who did look at who Chelsea Clinton got that, you know, the guy's dad's rich. He's a, you know, big-time trader. You know,
loaded.
Oh, God. Yeah, he's some kind of investment.
Oh, she's just a chip off the old block, isn't she, with mom?
What
Brilliant.
Is she doing getting $600,000 for working for CNN or whatever? What is her?
What does she do? Yeah.
Yeah, you should be getting $6 million.
We need the Ocho Man on CNN.
No kidding.
I would love
to watch CNN.
Correspondent for CNN.
Yeah, Lebanon division. Yeah.
Lebanon.
You could work the Lebanon desk.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Ocho Man from the Lebanon division. Yeah, fuck you.
He'd be eating, of course. You have to put the sandwich down to do your interview.
Fuck you, America.
Where would you like to take Nick with you, too?
Oh, I'm not taking Nick.
We have a...
You know what Nick will do?
Oh, boy.
Nick will take me to their ISIS camp and say, these guys are innocent people. They're just here. Look, they're good. Next thing you know, they got me in an orange jumpsuit.
I think Nick's...
And that's another thing, too.
He's probably formulating a defense
sitting down.
For the Tsarnaevs
I'm not sitting down like these fucks you see on these executions, ready to accept it.
I'd
fuck
assume
you.
Well,
I'm going to run. You shoot me or whatever. I don't give a shit.
Well, I'm
sure
they're all tied up. I mean, it's not like they're...
I seen
sure
this
shackled.
One. I seen this one. I shit
I
you
agree,
not.
Though. You got nothing to lose. You might as
well
go out fighting.
What, I'm going to glorify your kill?
Yeah.
Fuck you. You're going to shoot me in the back so I don't even see your ass.
You're gonna get shot. They can cut your head off.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know.
Did you see the one they killed the little baby? The little baby girl?
I don't want to talk about those.
That was sickening, man.
Really, I don't want to talk about those. And the thing about it, he would turn around and say, that never happened. It was by the West. The shit like that. That would just drive me crazy. But in any case, I talked to Nick and I told him, you know, I don't want to hear that type of shit anymore. I'm sick of it. I'm sick
done.
Of it. Done.
Well, what are we talking about with Nick then?
Well, we're going to be talking about a lot of stuff,
little green men and shit. More.
Oh yeah,
dimensional travel.
I enjoy that shit.
He needs to fall into line, though. You know what I mean? The whole attitude thing not going to work.
Well, I think if we avoid the Muslim references and stick to Satanism and Jim Morrison being alive and things like that.
I love how we prioritize Satan as not as bad
cool.
as Muslim.
Yeah, that's cool.
Great.
Yeah.
No, not.
I know, mind you, baby sacrifices and stuff. I mean, he's a big, you know, that's what, what's his name? Aleister Crowley. That guy's nuts.
Hang on one second. And for any Muslims out there, we didn't mean the Muslims in general. We meant the radical Muslims such as the ISIS that are going off stream here, that are just going wacky, and they're really doing some bad shit and using your name, guys. So, you know, I'm not saying Muslims in general, nor is Chris, but we're saying that ISIS just a little nuts right now and needs to be a little bit reformed.
Yes, a retroactive apology for anyone that was offended by anything we've said that was offensive.
But I tell you what, though, I'm telling you guys
everything on this show.
What the fuck's he doing taking
all
these
pills? Did I prescribe that?
It's my probiotic.
What's that?
It's more nonsense.
Yeah.
Probiotic. It does nothing.
Okay. You got the thing on the pill now?
It makes me feel better.
You know, I had this girl in my acting class. She used to sell those probiotics, and they're all
hot too. By the way,
they come
in my wife's office.
She did a nude scene once in our class.
Oh God, yes!
And what a bitch this guy was. I had this buddy in my class. His name was Steve. I won't give you the last name. Nice guy. You don't know this guy. Okay. This is in California.
Okay,
Steve. You know, I took him out for his birthday. This guy looked like an android. He had alopecia profunda. He had not one hair on his whole body. Not that I examined his life. I saw his whole body. He's a nude scene with this girl.
He's like one of the bald, like, Indian cats.
No eyebrows, nothing. Not one hair on his body.
That's a rough, fucking man. Star Trek.
Anyway, he does a scene with this gal, and they do kind of a love scene. This guy, and he got a lot of parts because the guy looked like an android.
So that's why they took him? Because he looked like an android?
He looked like an alien. I mean,
was he completely nude?
Well, not completely, but, topless, and then, he kind of covered himself. But she was, you could see pretty much everything on her.
Did he get any Woody?
I would imagine that he was, he was making a little ghost out of that sheet,
Oh, man.
But the thing is, we had dinner, and I took him out for his birthday. He's a nice guy. And he says, I just don't understand why I don't get better parts. I said,
you look like
you're a fucking android.
Right. I mean, Steve, you look. I mean, you look like something out of the Beetlejuice system. You know, you're not even in this galaxy. I was nice about it.
How did you?
But you're not exactly Tom Cruise.
I gotta hear how nice you were.
I don't believe you were nice about it, bastard man.
Come on, people want to see. I mean, you're gruesome.
Was he all white
gruesome.
Too?
You should be in a freak show.
Wow. Was he albino looking?
No, he wasn't. But he did have some scar. I think he had some surgery done because I think he was one of those guys that probably had his liver on the wrong side and stuff.
Oh,
but he's a great, brilliant
dead
guy
by now, man. And
he's
you're
a
ripping
guy,
on
nice
him.
Guy. I'm not ripping on. He just was, but it was just. I guess the point is, you got to know. You're not a leading man. I mean, you're not. Bradley Cooper or whatever. You're going to be the guy that, that Han Solo. Shoots with a laser, that kind of thing.
Yeah,
and that's great because he was getting parts. He was getting a lot of work.
Yeah, that's one thing too. Those guys need parts too.
Sure. I mean, he's doing well.
Can't do a movie without those guys.
You're right.
Someone's got to be the villain.
Right. I'd take it.
I would take it.
Better not getting a part at all.
Speaking of parts, how's my part coming along with the movie?
Well, I think you might have to go to Cleveland though to do it. You know, we're shooting in Cleveland.
You son of a bitch. In Cleveland.
Well,
He did that on purpose to.
You son of a bitch. You did it in Cleveland.
You drive up with me. I'll probably be going up there.
Oh,
we can make a weekend out of it.
She hasn't even called me.
She hasn't called me either. Well, she's called me to tell me where the hell's my script.
Oh.
Because I got another one that she's...
That is not acceptable.
I got to get to work on.
I was really excited, Chris.
I was too.
I was really... You
have her number. You have her text her.
I text her. She hasn't returned any of my texts.
Well, that's Hollywood for you,
that's
baby.
That's not a good sign.
Yeah, that's
Hollywood.
Hollywood sucks. Let me tell you, don't get involved.
See, talk to my agent. Yeah, see, I'm taking a big cut. I'm doing this Men of Granite.
Yeah,
see,
yeah, talk to my manager here, my
dear. I've already lost like 5 pounds.
yeah,
I'm ready for my
waiting
script.
For you to cut down a little bit.
Son of a bitch! I really wanted to be in this. I thought it was a start for my Ocho Man and for you guys as well. I was thinking about
credits?
You guys.
You want
to
appear as the Ocho Man in your credits?
Well, I'd be John,
okay.
My
well,
name,
we'll give you
but...
J. Ocho Man last name, in quotations.
Well, that would be good. But you're telling me I got to go to Cleveland and now
we're shooting it here, but
I don't have a
if you want
now.
A better part, I think you probably have to go to Cleveland because the interiors are in Cleveland.
You motherfucker, you. I can't believe you're fucking doing this to me.
I don't cast the thing. I have no. I'm the writer. I have no power
you
whatsoever.
Tell her, you fucking tell her you're pulling the script.
If he gets a part or it's all over.
You tell her right now I'm calling this and I'm pulling the plug on this Men of Granite. It's not even in Granite. It's in Cleveland.
Well, one week is in Granite.
What week's that? Maybe I can.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You'll be, but I think the better parts will probably be in Cleveland because these are more crowd scenes, et cetera, your background.
Oh, for God's
sake. So if you want something with a little more meat in it.
Yeah, I got plenty of meat, I'll tell you that.
It's dissipating. You're doing well. What are you having for? What are you going to eat today? How are you going to lose a couple pounds?
Today, she's got me on so many calories I could have, and fuck these calories.
How many?
Well, 1,500.
Ooh, 1,500 for you?
Yeah, 1,500.
Oh, geez.
It ends up being 2 pounds a week.
Well, I bet. Yeah, but can you live on 1,500?
Well, you know, I thought 1,500. You think of 1,000. What can possibly be 1,000? Fuck, you eat one biscuit.
One of those big burritos
at
Walmart's 1,000, isn't it? It's got like a gram of salt.
Yeah, how the hell you live off of that? You're done. That's it. Boom. You're finished.
Boom.
You can't have anything
there's
more.
There's your 1,500.
There's a 1,500. Go watch your Papa John commercial at 12
and then go eat yourself a Blizzard over at Dairy Queen.
Oh, fuck me.
That's probably about, I don't know how many 1,000 that is.
It's going crazy. And then I look out in my backyard, try to relax, and I got steam coming out of the pool like it's a fucking soup.
Get the La Brea tar pits over there.
Hey.
Who knows?
I'll tell you, I'm dying over here.
Yeah, hey, dying over here, see?
That movie, Easy Money, it wouldn't be that easy for me either.
What was that about?
It was about Rodney. He's got to lose the weight. He can't smoke. He can't gamble. He can't. Oof. Can't do any of that shit anymore.
And what if he get like $1 million if he does it or something?
Oh, he gets an entire inheritance.
Wow.
Yeah. So the cousin, the woman's brother, is trying to make it really tough on him. She keeps ordering like pizzas at his house and everything. And he's, his best friend.
What's the other one he was in? I like the way he did the Triple Lindy dive. Back to School?
Yeah, that was such a stupid movie.
You didn't like that? I like that movie.
I couldn't get into it. Every time I looked at the jump, it wasn't even him.
Yeah, well, come on.
I want to see
Rodney Dangerfield's going to do a
Triple
Lindy.
Well, then don't do it. Don't shoot the fucking movie if you're not going to do it.
I didn't know you were such a stickler for realism.
Well, that's
funny.
I look at shit like that. You know, it bothers me. That's
well, still, Caddyshack's got to be the ultimate.
Caddyshack. I'm telling you, Easy Money was first for me. Caddyshack.
You
with
thought
Rodney,
it was better than Caddyshack?
With Rodney Dangerfield. Rodney Dangerfield's best parts were Easy Money, then Caddyshack. That's how I got it. I'm a big Rodney fan. Thing on my phone, you see Rodney Dangerfield. That's my guy.
I know you've been doing his impressions.
He has,
little kids.
Well, even lately,
Sylvester Stallone.
Yo, Mick. You know, I got a good chance of beating him. You know, he's trying to duck me.
Yeah, he's trying to duck me, Mick.
Now, which one of the Rockies do you like the best?
Hey, you know, I didn't get into Rocky III. That was the one that with the whole Mr. T bullshit. Fuck that. Who wanted to see Mr. T and fuck you. I didn't want to see that. Rocky I, Rocky II were probably the top notch. And then Rocky IV, man, I'm telling you right now, I was in high school during that time, and you seen him take on the Russian, and the Russian's got his
modern. That guy's still in pretty good shape.
He's got his modern
Dolph
equipment
Lundgren.
And shit. Well, so is Sylvester Stallone. You wonder about steroids in Hollywood. Fuck
me.
These guys are all still cut.
Yeah, but if, it's not illegal. I mean, it may be illegal, but I'm sure they're prescribed, and you know, it's not the same. I don't think.
No, I got you.
They're not testing for it.
But even in that movie Grudge Match, when you had De Niro taking on Sylvester Stallone, I mean, you've seen De Niro's real body. It looked like us.
You've seen
Sylvester's. I mean, he looked like a guy that looked like he aged while he was on Roy's or something like that. So
Arnold looks like that too, kind of.
Oh, Arnold. Jeez. What's he doing
now? We got his son in my movie.
What's he do now?
I don't know. Making movies, I guess.
Arnold's still coming up with movies. He came up with a movie with Sly with that. There were like 10 of them or 8 of them.
He's been in The Expendables.
Expendables. That's it.
What's your favorite Arnold movie?
Well, I got to say it's been Predator and Conan.
I like the Terminator myself, the first one.
The first one, that was great. That was great. You said the best one, and I think the Predator to me was the best movie that I've seen with Arnold Schwarzenegger when he covers himself in dirt. And you're one ugly motherfucker.
Weathers was in that one too.
Yeah. Imagine
my buddy's good friends with him. So he's a really nice guy, Carl Weathers. Yeah, and he's in good shape.
What's he doing now?
He's doing some movies and making appearances. You know, that guy can always do these conventions, et cetera.
He did that Happy Gilmore.
Yeah.
That was funny, too.
He's supposed to be a really nice guy.
And he's pretty versatile. If he could do that. So he's,
and he looks good.
He still looks good, too.
I had a buddy through the same guy, this podiatrist. He gave me I got a book from Michael Buffer.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
He's his patient.
And he signed it?
Too. Dr. Kachigian, from... he calls himself Volo, I think. Voto. Voice of the Octagon. V-O-T-O.
Now, wait a minute. Voto is the assistant for Satan.
Oh, boy.
That's Nick talking.
No. I can't wait to have Nick back on
that
one.
Isn't that Volo? What does Led Zeppelin always put?
Yeah,
Zofo, right?
That's Zofo, sorry.
Zofo. That's because that Zeppelin put that on all their things.
That's what I was thinking. Okay, yes. Never mind. Void that last one.
Voice of the Octagon.
Voice of the Octagon.
Nice guy, Michael Buffer.
So anyway, I'm on this 1,500 calorie bullshit. It ain't working out at all. It's quite the... I feel like those guys, they put on the... Put in Alaska, they got to roam and try to eat like ants and the garbage worms and shit. I've had like 60 calories. It's enough to get me for a couple hours.
You think you can really sustain this? I mean, I don't know, man.
I don't know how your fucking cousin's doing this. I really don't. I can't imagine not eating.
He eats a little chicken. He eats a little salmon, some nuts.
Oh, beautiful. Yum, yum.
I don't know how he does it.
Fuck that.
I fast every day. I fast 18 hours a day.
Wow. 18 hours a day.
Yeah, I don't eat anything after 8. I don't eat anything before noon.
No kidding.
I can do that. No problem. You get a little hungry, but...
Well, that's good because that's
then you can eat anything you want.
That's the shit I'm doing too. But I eat in the morning because she told me I got to eat something in the morning. Well, when I eat something in the morning, boom, 600-800 calories are gone. And so you're telling me I got to not eat anything?
I think you're better. I think you're better off fasting.
Well, I don't know.
But you know, that's not what I do. Is not for losing weight. It's more for health. They say it's good for
it loosens up the intestines. Does it?
No, apparently what happens is...
Your poopy comes out really fast, doesn't it?
You kind of do get... It slides a little bit. Yeah, it's a White Castle
that's
shit.
Good.
But what happens is, apparently, it's this paleo diet. You know, if you go back to, you know, the Cro-Magnon man, et cetera, these cavemen...
Yeah.
Well, they'd kill a mastodon or whatever and eat it, and then
What the fuck is a mastodon?
Mastodon, a big elephant, woolly
say a fucking elephant. How do I know?
Because they weren't elephants; they were mastodons. They had the big tusks.
Okay, I picture an elephant.
All right,
tusks. Fuck. Go ahead.
Anyway,
my listeners didn't know what a mastodon is.
Come on,
all right, go ahead.
Very intelligent audience.
Yeah,
stupid host, but very intelligent audience.
All right,
anyway,
go on. No one asked you.
They'd
about
kill
me.
It and they'd eat. They'd eat like pigs for a day, but then they might not catch anything or kill anything for weeks.
They ate pigs too.
No, they ate the mastodon. They ate as like pigs. It's
I got you. Okay. I got you.
So, anyway.
They ate the elephant. No,
right. Well, then they'd starve for days and days because, you know, you never know. It's like Hollywood. You might get a part, but then you go 6 months without getting anything.
Ah.
So that's why it's called the paleo diet. But the thing is, when your body is not eating, because, you know, eating takes a lot of the metabolism is geared toward your eating.
Right.
Well, when you're not eating and you're fasting, your body goes into repair mode, apparently. Now, this is the logic. I don't know. I've read a lot about it. So what does it do? It repairs things, your cells, your chromosomes, your teeth, your hair, et cetera, and it's supposed to be good for your whole body.
So every day you do this?
I try. I mean, 5 days a week at least.
Do you cut down on that gluten all those?
Or gluten?
What? Yeah, gluten.
No.
Gluten?
You can eat anything you want. You just... You know, I was on Plenty of Fish the other day, and some gal goes, I can eat. She said something about being a glutton, and she spelled it gluten. And she's talking about how smart she was.
You know, we have, and God bless her, this chick that comes over. She's Armenian. She's friends of the family. Mm-hmm. And she's a vegetarian.
Oh,
okay?
Boy.
Well, here's the thing. When she comes over, it's almost got to be.
You're a vegetarian.
No, well, not me. I'm still going to eat, but this is what I'm saying to you. It's almost got to be like you have to do everything for her. For her.
Well,
everything's
got
to be done. Okay. But do they fucking do that for us when we go to their house?
No.
They try to
no.
convert you
yeah.
to eating their shit.
They're proselytizing.
Yes, they're prostimating, yes.
Yes.
That's what I said.
I'm going to educate this guy one way or another.
Go fuck yourself, because I'm telling you a story here, and next thing you know, you bring up my prostate and shit.
Yeah, stop talking about the fucking Ocho Man's prostate.
Sesquipedalian verbiage.
We may have a problem.
Right, go ahead. So what happened?
Okay, so the point is, when they come over to my house...
Push a little meat in front of her, fucker, you know? You're a little pork chop.
It doesn't...
No, that's it. Let her starve.
You can't do that. I mean, so I make eggplants and stuff. Gratefully...
Aubergine.
She's very happy with that, and I'm very happy to do it. No, don't get me
well,
wrong.
As long as she doesn't come over
whenever,
often.
When you do have a vegetarian that you go to their house, and not it's not about this person, but I went to this other person that she's a vegetarian.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, suddenly, I'm having to eat couscous with fucking tomatoes, and I'm like, where the fuck is the meat in this?
Are these chicks
Where's
single?
Where's the
meat? Huh?
Are these chicks single?
No, they were married,
Damn.
Too. And... And then what we have...
I don't think I'd date a vegetarian anyway.
We have a friend from Peru. He cooked something up. It was all vegetarian bullshit. And I'm like, where's the fucking meat? I can't see no meat. I'm out of here. I can't sit around.
What, you like ribeye? I like the ribeye.
I like ribeye. But you know what? There's this piece of meat now. It's not just regular sirloin, but it's like the best sirloin. And it really is damn good on shish kebab, man.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's perfect. And meat is getting a little expensive now. I went
damn
to
right
check out the steaks and so forth. Yeah. They're like $14.99 before you could have caught the same piece for $8.99 or something. $15. And stop with the 99. I hate that. Just call it $9 fucking dollars or $15.
Well, you know, even stupider than that is you buy gas, it's $2.69.9.
Yeah, what the when the hell does that 9 come to play?
Yeah, you got change for a you penny? Got 9/10 of a cent somewhere?
Yeah, definitely. What the hell does that mean? I just never understood.
Hey, speaking
that.
Of Memorial Day, remember when it used to be the big deal was which song would be number one on the Memorial Day 500, you know, on the radio? Remember that?
I kind of do.
Yeah.
You know, reflect on it a little bit.
Akashi. They had the Indy 500, they had the
right.
five. I guess they're starting right about now, huh?
Yeah.
They start like Friday morning, and they play the top 500. So I probably wouldn't even recognize 300 of them now.
And
it was always Hey Jude used to win a lot.
Hey Jude?
Hey Jude was number one a few times.
Well, I don't think
Stairway to Heaven won a couple times.
Well, probably Frank Stallone, probably, with his America flag waving.
On Keishi? Are you kidding?
Yeah, well, Keishi's went down, man. I mean,
that's what I'm talking about 25 years ago. When we were
Frank Stallone was popular 25 years ago.
Frank Stallone?
Yeah, Frank
Doing
Stallone.
What?
Hey, get a song by Frank Stallone, will you? I'm not losing my mind here. I mean, he had some songs.
He's a singer?
Sylvester Stallone's
I know. Yeah,
brother.
And is his mother still alive?
I don't know.
Wasn't she telling fortunes and stuff? She had a psychic network?
Yeah, you've heard this.
Those videos are amazing.
That's Frank Stallone?
Hey, look at that.
Oh. This is the end. That's got to be the 80s, huh? You made your
choice and oh, my God, I hope so. If it's not, we're all in trouble.
Yeah,
that's not a bad song.
See, I told you that.
I didn't know it was Frank Stallone. How should I know?
Fuck.
There you go.
You're supposed to know everything.
You know, shit.
No,
shit.
I'm not
I'm very disappointed.
Popular culture is not, you know that. Hey, I had to use my lifelines on popular culture.
Yeah, why didn't you
Every
call
Every idiot
me?
I know knew the question me? I used my lifeline for on that, was it? I don't even remember the damn, what's her name?
I was really
Avril
shocked.
Lavigne.
I was really shocked.
I don't know that stuff.
I sat home that day that you said you may be calling me.
You were one of my lifelines?
I was one of your lifelines I for sports.
Yeah, what was the subject? Mastodons?
Well, you
call you?
There was nothing called on sports. There was nothing that...
No, I had a stud for sports. A guy in my gym in California, this guy was like, supposedly knew every... He was an NBA guy. The NBA was off.
Well, this is something new here. May 22nd. How many fucking years later was it?
13.
13 years later, I just find out that I sat home and...
Yeah, I didn't put you on a list.
You didn't put me on a list?
You weren't on a list.
Why, you motherfucker, I thought you had me on a list. I sat home.
You know why for my baseball guy was Bindy's Bill. Bill's really good at baseball.
All
He's
right,
at my house.
You made your fucking point. And so now you got a bar guy, Bindy.
Yeah.
Was ahead of me, too.
Well, what's your, I don't know what your specialty was. What sport? Football?
Well, yeah, if it was football, dude. What do you think? God damn, you knew me from back then, too. I can't believe this.
Unbelievable.
Chris, I mean, this is the guy that told me he's going to use me, and I sat by the phone.
This is an episode for True Confessions here. You know, we're talking
this
about
is,
my anal
never,
intrusions.
You
and,
never love
Anal
me.
Intrusions with Armand Kachigan.
Yeah.
We have a new show? That's better than Ocho, man.
Oh,
that has
God.
A ring to
you,
it.
You
got to
sit by a female, though, to fuck
yes,
with your anal.
As long as there is, yes.
To fuck
if you're by yourself, it's gay.
A rectal
assist. And there's nothing wrong with being gay. If you want to do it, go ahead, do
listen,
it.
Just, if you're going to apologize to Muslims, you're going to have to apologize to gays. There's nothing wrong with
course.
Being gay.
There's nothing wrong with being
or gay.
Or gay
and Muslim.
Gay and Muslim.
Ooh, I don't know, you're in trouble.
A guzzlum.
You may not last long.
A cum guzzlum.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how well that's going to be taped.
They may duct tape you and throw you off a building. And God forbid you survive. Because if you survive, then they're going to stone you.
Yeah.
A hell of a concept. I hope to go in the air with a heart attack.
I don't think I'd want to be stoned. Did you ever read that story, The Lottery, by Shirley Jackson?
No, go ahead. Fill us in.
Chris, you know the story. Didn't you read it in high school?
Well, I waited for the movies.
I don't know if they made it. It might have. It'd be a great movie. No, it's about...
It was always
you've
on...
You've never read that story?
Every one of my movies I watched was on PBS.
It's
and
a
then
short story by Shirley Jackson. You know this one, Chris?
No, I don't.
They get all these... It's a small town. All these families come together and they have a lottery.
Okay.
And they pick the name of a family. Okay. So then, out of the family, they pick one person. They give out all the sheets of paper. One has a dot on it or whatever. And that's the winner of the lottery. And the winner of the lottery gets stoned to death.
Shut up.
Isn't that great? Okay. Who would think of something like that?
Not me.
I bet that's
where they got the movie Purge.
I know exactly where they got that one. That's from that Star Trek episode with what's his name? Landru.
Oh,
remember?
Because
they had festival.
With your Star Trek. No
it's
one,
true. It's
no
true. For 24 hours, they beat the shit out of each other and raping and everything else. That's where they got it. I'm telling you. Of course. Yeah.
Well,
watch the episode.
We need to look into that. We need to get that guy on.
See, here's the thing: you can't copyright a plot. I mean, you can't sue somebody because they stole your plot.
Really?
No, of course not. They can do it all the time.
I thought you could.
No, I don't think so. Now,
the
Screenwriters Guild will. You know, if I write a movie and you steal it, and your movie is exactly like mine, and you had access to my movie, the Screenwriters Guild will arbitrate, and if they think that there's, you know. If they think
there's something
there. Yeah, they'll award, you know, a certain percentage, et cetera. But it's, you know, look how many Shakespeare plots people steal all the time.
Well, you know what I was thinking? What if, like you hear an American song, let's say you live in Kazakhstan, and you heard this American song, couldn't you convert that to your own Kazakhstan song and make it to where... The word changed around a little bit, but then you'd make it into Kazakhstan.
Well, I think
song?
What they generally do is they just pirate the damn song and sell it. That's the problem. It's that intellectual property and patents and all that. I mean, you have to talk to our friend Coop about all this, but that's a big problem. These people just pirate these movies, songs, etc., and sell them. And you know, it's intellectual property.
Because now you look at that Frank Stallone.
I mean, look at you.
Song.
You're going to be a star on Men of Granite.
I'm not. You're not even. You're not even using me, Dick.
The gal's got to respond first.
And then when I get to Cleveland, they're going to say no. The scene's in New York.
Yeah.
They're going to keep sending me like the guy in Office Space. They're going to keep
sending
me
back in Beirut.
One area to another.
Back in Beirut.
Come on, go back where you come from.
Yeah. Hey,
that's from Raging Bull. Remember that? Get out of here. Go back where you come from.
Yeah, you love that movie.
I love that. I bet I've seen that movie 500 times.
Is that your favorite movie?
No, my favorite movie is Adventures of Robin Hood, but Raging Bull's my favorite
boxing movie.
Favorite
De
Niro movie.
I can't believe you watched that. That's your favorite movie, Adventures of fucking Robin Hood?
Yeah. Perfect movie.
What is
perfect
that, a cartoon?
You know, this guy, just because it was made in 1938.
You know what? We have a movie. We have a movie that I was going to save for him, and I'll bring it back up with him, too. But we got a Charlie Chaplin movie.
Oh, yeah, sure. I've seen them all.
You've seen them all?
Everyone.
Hey, Chris, what about that Charlie Chaplin movie there was a fucking phone?
Oh, yeah. The one there.
What? Yeah, go ahead.
Phone? Are you sure it wasn't an alarm clock?
No. Here we go. Yeah. Here we go. And I want you to know.
You want me to name? You want me to name this?
Here it is.
I have to name this movie?
No, hang on.
Just watch.
Just watch this.
Just watch this. Now, you at home, if you could hear this, let's see.
Was it that? Look at that look at that woman. She's talking to.
On a cell phone.
You got to rewind that again. Look at that. She's talking on a cell phone.
And disappears.
Here we go again.
One more time, and this will be on.
Is this Nick's work here? Did he turn you guys on to this?
No, I've actually seen this for years. Look right here.
If it's a circus, that's 1928.
Look, and gone.
And watch this. Watch this, though. This is interesting, because here she comes again. They're going to show this. Here she comes. Where are you, honey? Here she comes. Look at that. She's talking, or he's talking on the phone.
Yep, that's a cell phone. And it's like see-through, too. And then
it's gone.
Bye bye.
That's unbelievable shit there. And this
I
was
get Nick's opinion on this.
This was compliments of my friend, the Gary Henson, who reminded us this to put on your show. He mentioned it to me, and I said, "You got to be kidding." He goes, "No shit. Look it up. It's in a 1930 movie, and it's 1928 movie of Charlie Chaplin." He said, And my God, there it was for you to even see. That's bizarre, wasn't it?
All right, well, I'll grant you that is outre.
And I cannot wait to hear this from Nick on take on that one.
So now, I guess, what's the implication? Is somebody time traveled back to 1928 with a cell phone?
Well, yes. We're saying that there's a lot of stuff that happened back then that we can't
explain. And that's like
his
B-roll
now.
Footage. Yeah. Like that's like, you know, B-roll. So it's not like it was set up.
Oh, okay, well. Where'd you get that?
It was, it's all over the internet. I mean, it's been on YouTube and everything else.
Well, I missed out on that, too.
Well, there you go. So, you know what? We got that going. We got to bring that back up to the scene that whenever Nick gets there.
Oh, Nick, I can't wait for Nick's analysis
and
of that.
It looked like you were completely shocked by that.
You know, I mean, it was interesting. I was fascinated. I'll have to give that an appraisal.
And you never would have thought you'd see that.
Not in a Chaplin movie.
What
I don't remember seeing that
like
one.
That. There you go. I mean, how could you beat that? I mean, that was great shit there.
Hey, well, we were talking about plots, etc. Remember that horrible movie we saw? You and I wanted to go see Pamela Anderson naked, so we went to see
Barbed Wire. Oh, God.
That is an absolute ripoff of Casablanca.
Well, the actual biggest ripoff was that fucking...
The bubble bath she took with the I don't like the way they cover her tits with those feathers. Right?
Yeah, that was wrong.
I remember how... He wanted his money back.
Because
there was no nudity.
I really loved Pamela Anderson back then, man.
I love her now.
She was so hot. And the movie that me and you went to go see, the complete bust, was Thin Red Line. Remember that?
Did we see that?
Me and you went to go see it, and it was like pathetic.
Yeah, it was awful.
You know, all we did was expect something to happen, and nothing kept happening.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
long,
what the
movie.
Hell's going on here? And you kept laughing because I was like, I got up, I left.
I think I left too. It was pretty awful.
Anyway, my friends,
we haven't seen a good movie together.
Oh, we haven't.
Ever did.
Well, you know, it's not
proper.
We
never had a good trip to Vegas
it's
together.
Not proper.
We always lost.
Yeah, we had a hard time together. I don't even know how we're friends still. But
we don't travel. That's how. We spend half an hour a week together, and that's it.
Yeah.
And
well,
you're out of the movie.
Well, you told me that it was going to be in Granite City, though.
Well, it will be, but...
I'm going to be part of the masses. In any case...
day player.
You got anything out there, Chris?
Nope.
How come we're not getting emails anymore?
Well, the emails, I'll tell you what, we had one guy in charge, and I fired him, now we don't get our emails.
Start sending us emails. We'll get them next week, info@ochoman.com.
We did have that one email from our friend Gary Henson, who came up with this Charlie Chaplin.
He sent that in.
Yeah, and he's from actually from the Illinois side, and we're very happy to have him as a loyal listener.
Absolutely.
Whatever happened to that disloyal listener, the guy from the Alamo?
No, I'm sure he's still there.
And I'm sure that we do get emails from him, but they don't put it on. And,
discard and you know what? Spam.
I'm not looking to get into a little fight with a cowboy fan.
Yeah. Hey, well, you got me in a fight on Facebook anyway, you and your stupid global warming.
Well, I just sent that to you, I didn't know my fans were going to be jumping all over your ass on that.
God, I was going to go pistols at 20 paces with that guy.
Well, I'm glad you didn't.
Fair of honor.
Is it time for my picks here, my friends?
It's time for your picks. Let's rock and roll here.
Get set. It's time for the Ocho Man's Big Picks of the Day. Bad of the
bone. All right, my friends. I'm going with a couple Major League Baseball action games for you guys tonight that I'm really excited about. I like the pitcher of Andrew Cashner here. He's taking on the L.A. Dodgers' Zach Greinke, and I'm taking the San Diego Padres on the road. +175, that's the game that I'm really all over, and that's one of my plays here. And I'm going to jump on Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay's been good to me in baseball or in hockey, and now in baseball. And Tampa Bay has found a way of winning that down there without Madden, and I like Tampa Bay. Scott Kazmir is not going to beat Chris Archer today. I think it's going to be Tampa Bay on a low scoring. I think they're going to turn things around here. I think it's going to be a 4-1 type of game, and I like Tampa Bay in that one. And what about you in the stocks? Are you still picking anything out there?
You know, the old saying is sell in May and go away. So I don't know. Be careful. But if you got a couple grand to gamble,
and
you
live
want to make
by
a lot
bay.
Of money, but you could afford to lose it, Shake Shack.
What do you say?
Shake Shack.
Shake. What do you say?
Short it.
What do you mean?
I mean, it's gonna go down because
what is?
Have you heard of Shake Shack?
No. What the fuck is Shake Shack?
It's like five guys. It's this burger place that everybody's going nuts over in New York.
Uh-huh.
They went public a few months ago and has gone. It started like $20-$25. Now it's over $100.
It's over $100.
It's going crazy. They don't make it. For instance, let me tell you, Jack in the Box. For instance,
yeah.
Its market value is based on $1 million a store,
right?
Per year.
Wow.
Shake Shack is based on $48 million a store. It's
you're
way overpriced.
Me.
They're going crazy over it.
What
so
is it?
It's going to crash.
Is
it's
it
gonna,
a big
it's a
burger?
It's supposed to be the best, but it's just not. Doesn't.
How expensive is it?
Well, it's not that expensive. Well, it's New York. I'm sure it's $10-$12 bucks, but that's not the point. Everybody's going crazy over it. They all want to buy Shake Shack, and it's going to. Trust me, it's going to crash.
Okay, so you're saying you're banking on a fucking company to crash?
Yeah, I'm banking on going down to 40 again, 30.
Fucking
well, obviously, you might as well make money if you're going to do it.
Don drives
it. May go to the moon, but all you can lose if you buy puts, $2,000 worth of puts, you could make 5-10 times your money.
Wait, it wasn't Don Drysdale.
Sandbagging son of a bitch.
Yeah, no kidding.
Where'd that come from?
I'm glad he said that. But Don Drysdale is a pitcher.
I know him. Yeah, I know that.
I meant Drysdale, the fucking bank.
Oh, Milburn Drysdale.
Yeah, Milburn Drysdale.
I liked his son, Sonny. Remember him? He liked Ellie May?
No. Ellie May, I would have done her.
She's still alive, right?
I don't know. I'm not doing her now.
I think she died.
Well, okay. I don't want to do a dead person. All right, my friends, we have a great Memorial Weekend out there.
Yeah.
Remember, if you see a soldier out there, hey, you know what? Maybe shake his hand out there and say thank you for what you guys are doing.
Thank
and
you for your service.
And the veterans out there,
thank you too.
This is all about you, so fuck everybody else. You made this all possible, my friend. Armand, what you got going this weekend?
Nothing. I got right all weekend.
Go right then. Chris?
Now you can find the Ocho Man Show, ochoman.com. You can find us on Facebook. You can find us on Twitter. If you want to have your questions asked on the show, info@ochoman.com. You have any stuff you want to ask Ocho Man, Armand, Nick,
simple.
Anybody, make it very simple and in English.
I want
Armenian.
My questions to be very difficult.
And you can find us on the iTunes Store and Stitcher app for Android.
All right, my friends, from the Ocho Man and the crew here, we are out of here.
And it ain't over now. Because when the going gets tough, the tough get going. Who's with me? Let's go. Come on.
The Ocho Man, behind the eight ball, only on Ignotainment. Leave us your questions and comments below this podcast in the comments section of the iTunes podcast store.